Hola, Locamores. Diosa here from Locatora Radio.
Y Mala to talk classic telenovela tropes. More like our bedtime stories growing up, no?
Sí, those dramatic switched at birth dramas or evil stepmoms hiding the fact that you're really the boss storylines still bring the gasps.
Like Fabuloso brings the passion to cleaning with 2x concentrated formula to take the drama out of any mess.
I don't know about you, but when I smell Fabuloso's remarkable lavender scent in my casa, I know it's all going to be happily ever after.
Fabuloso's 2x concentrated formula provides 2x more active ingredients versus non-concentrated Fabuloso Original. Use as directed.
Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm CG Wolf.
And today we have the amazing Jessica Brodkin. Hi. So, CG, I know you've heard a lot about Jessica, but I want to say, just so she can explain what these mean, I think you'll have a better sense. She is a Reiki healer, which I'm not sure if you know what Reiki is or not.
Nope.
And she does Akashic readings. She can tap into the Akashic records, which I'm hoping you can explain for CG.
That sounds like some dope-ass shit. I don't know.
It is.
What it is, and I have not heard of it before. No, you might have said it.
No, I've told you about it. I've done it once in the spiritual school I was in, maybe more than once, but it's pretty powerful. Would you say, Jessica, that the Akashic Records, it's like this galactic library, in a sense, that holds the records of time? Or just on Earth?
Yeah, I think that, records of time on Earth. Yeah, I would say that it is. Sure. It's supposed to be all of our past lives, future lives. It's supposed to be this whole sort of center. It holds all the things that we've done, all the good, the bad, our spiritual standing. It's a lot. So
what do you think?
What do I think?
Do you believe it?
I think that's awesome. Do I believe in it? It scares me to believe in multiple lives because like that I would have to live multiple lives because living one life is so hard.
Aww.
So it just scares me that you just like recycle. You know what I'm saying? So I don't like to believe it, but doesn't mean I don't.
So the idea of reincarnation freaks you out a little.
Scares the shit out of me. I just want to go heavy.
Huh? It feels heavy.
No, I just want to go to a heaven.
Oh, and then just chill.
Yeah.
And not come back.
Yeah. Like, it's too rough here, you know what I'm saying?
This is a rough place. It's a rough place. Yeah, I think Earth is hard. It's hard for, yeah.
Like, I just want to learn my lessons of, like, my life, this one life, and then that be enough. Like, I learned my lessons. You know, I don't want to have to go do it again in a whole different body with whole different like strengths and weaknesses and like maybe like perversions, like different perversions that are different than mine. You know what I'm saying? Like whatever. I don't know what I'd be dealing with.
You're afraid of starting a sex cult in the future?
I'm afraid. I don't know what people are born like. You know what I mean? Like they could be born real twisted and sick and whatever. But what if I'm one of them? Well, now I have to learn that. I have to go live that life now.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you don't have to worry about it.
I guess not.
Right? You can just deal with this. I mean, some people do stuff in this lifetime to help their rebirths. That's a thing that people do in Buddhism. But if that's overwhelming, you don't have to do it, you know?
No, I'll totally do that. How do you do that?
Well, that sounds good to you.
If it's gonna happen, I'm gonna take care of it. But like, you know what I'm saying, like, because it does freak me out, and so I need it to be easy.
You're talking about it like it's taxes and laundry. You know, like, oh, listen, I have to. I'm gonna take care of it. I'm gonna.
Yeah, exactly. Like, are there certain things you can do to get certain attributes?
Yeah.
Like I want to do like a big penis ceremony for the
you know, I don't know about the big penis ceremony.
There's not one of those? Okay.
Maybe there is, but
I practice that?
I don't practice big penis ceremonies. I just stumble upon them randomly. And then
like, just make sure you have a crazy body, like just in case I'm a girl too, or you know, or a dude, just like a crazy body ceremony, so that I'm
like,
born
like
with
to
like
be
six
hot, like
pack
make
abs.
sure you're hot. Make sure
Yes.
you're hot. You want to be hot in all your lifetimes.
I want to make sure that I'm hot in the next lifetime. I want that. That's like the most important thing to me. And then I can have a lot of other things like blaring defects. I don't, but that one I want to get, make sure that's cool. You know what I'm saying?
He's got his priorities straight, Jessica.
Yeah.
I didn't know bringing up the Akashic Records was going to bring up the anxiety and stuff. But I do think,
this is
like,
great.
I think your karma in this lifetime doing, you know, good deeds, although good isn't always, you know, so simple. But I think it does count towards the next lifetime. So, you know, I'm not sure how to make sure you're hot in the next life, but I'm sure good deeds can still help with that, maybe.
Like, if I have a good skincare regimen in this life, does that give me points for the next one? That's it. I want to figure stuff like that.
You know,
if this is going to happen, I got to be recycled. When I go, I'm going to make sure I get recycled as something dope.
Well, I have a feeling you'll be hot in your next lifetime, and that if you're a really hot chick, I hope I'm the big dude with the good size penis to please you.
Oh, you know what? That's love.
He didn't look happy when I said that.
He didn't look happy.
He didn't look happy when I said I would hope
I
to
guess
be.
If I was a chick, though, I guess I would want a big dick dude. Probably. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not wired that way myself. But I guess if I was, like, it's gross to me right now, but like maybe it wouldn't be. I definitely want a dude with a big dick. So, right?
Well, we're here to help make your dreams come.
Here's a mantra you can chant. I don't think it's a big dick mantra or a hot person mantra, but it is something that's supposed to help with your next rebirth, but I haven't seen be sexy in the next rebirth as a desire. Or a thing that people try to aspire to.
That's actually crazy that that's not a thing. Like,
I mean,
are we
maybe
just,
it's a thing that I don't know about.
I just feel like maybe you're not supposed to mention that because it's like shallow, but it's like probably people's number one on their list if they really thought about it.
I don't think it would be my number one.
What would be your number one?
For the next rebirth,
yeah.
I would want, God, maybe like a nice family and like mental stability. I would like mental stability. I think that'll take you really far.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I think
so
like
many
being
people
mental. I think being mentally healthy, mentally and physically healthy. Because if you're not healthy, it's really hard to like, you know, to do shit. Then that occupies your space, your headspace a lot, I think. So I'd want to be like, I think mental health would be number one. Physical health, number two, nice family.
Physical health is kind of like hotness, though. You
Physical
know what I
health
mean?
and
Like,
hotness
good
are
physical
related.
health, they're very closely linked.
They're very closely linked. But you can be like a very hot, unhealthy woman, I think. I think for men, it's pretty closely linked. You know, because
You
hotness
think
also
you can be a pretty, pretty unhealthy hot woman?
100%. Yeah.
Tell me about this type of person.
I think somebody
I don't know. I don't know any that I think are like, yo, she's slamming, but like she's extremely unhealthy.
I think that's
you have to describe her to me.
I mean, I think somebody could have like health is not always visible, right? So it could be like an invisible health thing, or it could be you know, people could eat crap and still look really good. That's a thing that happens a lot. They eat garbage and they still look amazing. That happens all the
I have
time.
Lyme disease. I think I feel like I'm 150 on the inside, but
Yeah,
I
and you're super hot.
Yeah, I feel pretty.
Like you're like, what's a hot woman who has a health? I'm like, your wife. I don't know. It's just like really hot.
I have double vision. I walk with a cane.
He's like, I don't know.
That
this
is
episode.
True.
I'm like,
that
you're
is
right
true.
next to her. I'm like, what are you talking about? You're next.
Sometimes you can't see what's right in front of your face.
Yeah, I mean, like she's right, like literally right in front of your face.
I feel like I'm still working through some or something.
Something's going on.
I think I want to be like too dumb to be sad. You know, like I don't understand things enough to be
I'm really
sad.
glad you started comedy.
Lonely.
Did you recently start comedy?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. This is good.
Yeah.
This is good. This is good. This is good for society and for you. And like, you were like, I want like good karma. I'm like, I think telling jokes to people, you just saying your feelings is really funny. For me, for sure.
Like, just gorgeous, kind of slow, but not slow enough that you're not popular. You know what I mean? Just like slow, but like you still can like make jokes and have good conversations and stuff, but you're like too slow for pain for life to hurt that much.
Oh,
Because
wow.
life hurts more when you understand too good.
I don't think so.
No?
No. I think you just transcend it. I think you just transcend it.
Oh, you could. I didn't get to that part yet. I didn't get to that part.
I think I would want mental health. I'd want like I'd want to like save the world. I would want to come up with like really easy solutions to help people.
Now, I think you're cheating a little bit here because, like, I don't think you can say, like, I want to be a rock star because you're not, like, born to be a rock star, right?
I didn't say rock star. I said
No. I meant an analogy. You said, like, something that you would want to do. But, like, I don't know if – is that cheating a little bit?
No, I mean, don't you think you're born with things to do, with, like, a mission? I think
a
I'm
soul contract, right?
Yeah, I think I'm born with missions. I think people are born with like things to accomplish in their lifetime.
Oh shit. This is blowing my mind right now.
Yeah,
you've never
I
heard
feel
of
that way
this?
I feel this way so deeply. Like there are things that I like have to do. I felt this way since I was a teenager. Like I was like, I have to do this in this lifetime. I have to accomplish these missions. I was always very mission driven. And I feel like I have like five missions or something.
And let me say, Jessica is not just a comedian and a Reiki healer and Akashic Records reader and Tao Hands healer. She also went to MIT and got her
Oh,
master's
shit. This is the one that went to
from
MIT?
Hopkins.
Yes. Holy shit.
She has had a lot of missions in this life that she's
You're
accomplished.
supposed to be such a nerd. You're supposed to not be in a good body. You're supposed to. Like people go to MIT, they're like, I don't know that for you to be on
That's
that
a
intellectual
stereotype.
level, for you to be on that intellectual level, you got to let a lot of other things slide usually. You know what I mean?
She's
I
got a
think.
lot of good karma.
I know. I can see that now.
This is a really, you guys are so funny. You're so funny.
Wait, Kate, what is on your list of, you know, what are your top few traits that you want in your next body when you're
Well,
reborn?
Let's talk about this body. I'm not focused on the next body because I still have not accepted that I'm not immortal. Let's remember that. So I have not accepted death or the next life. But as of yet, if it comes, I'll take it.
Say you had to think about this, though.
No,
that
no, no.
God
I would
can't.
rather focus on my missions now. And one of them is obviously being one of the many leaders on Earth, hoping to bring in a new Earth, a new way of being, because it's so painful here. The struggle is real. So I'd say, and it's also why I'm such good friends with Jessica, because we line up. We're both comedians and healers. And that's not, you know, the most common thing these days.
Yeah, and we're sensitive souls. We're sensitive people.
Yeah. So I'd say my mission is to be as authentic as I can be, but to help inspire others to be themselves and get rid of this parasitic energy that's encompassed Earth.
I think it's important that we ask Jessica what she got on her SATs.
Oh
I think you have to get a perfect to go to MIT.
No, it wasn't perfect, but my math was like near perfect. So the math, my math scores were always like, but now my nephew's doing that too. So it's like exciting. It's like I'm like seeing some of the lineage move forward.
And she's also
I'm
Jewish.
scared now that you brought this up. She's too smart to like
Oh.
for to hear my usual type of humor.
CG,
It's
she's
gonna be
not funny.
I gotta
I'm
class
a
it up.
comedian who
I know,
tells.
but I mean I better class it up.
No,
Yeah, sit
be
up
yourself. What
straight.
are you talking about? No, you're amazing. Be you. Be yourself. What's better than being yourself? Nothing. There's nothing better than authenticity, you know? And I tell like dumb dick jokes, you know. I tell dirty dumb jokes, so you don't have to class it up.
And Jessica did the Fringe Festival in Edinburgh this summer, and that's another big thing. And I know that you're somewhat missing it over there because you got used to like the beautiful architecture and nature.
Yeah, Edinburgh's wild. The whole experience of I think being a festival comic. The thing that I was talking, I have two close girlfriends who do a lot of festivals. I have Catherine Henson and Caitlin Bailey who have their solo shows, and they're comedians who just travel the world doing their solo shows at all these festivals. And the sense of community is really amazing. And it's so different to be in a festival living with comics, performing in the same venues every day, versus being in New York, you know, and the vibes here. I'm
It's
just
funny
like,
because we kind of want to move there, and
yeah.
yet the energy's so chaotic in
But they
Manhattan. I don't know if we would be able to actually thrive there or not because I don't know. It's nice to be around a lot of trees. I know Manhattan has some beautiful parks, but
Yeah.
I saw all of your posts when you were in Edinburgh, and I was like, oh, it's going to be hard leaving there.
Is
Is
Edinburgh in Ireland?
Edinburgh is in Scotland.
That's like to someone who went to a regular college, they would have been like, damn, dude, that's really close. But to you, it was like, that's totally fucking wrong. It's Scotland.
I'm just
No.
Ireland's a different country. Do you know what I mean? Yes, they're
It
close.
probably is. Yes.
It's in a different country. So, you know, I want to respect the different countries in the UK, you know, the
Hells
government.
yeah. Hells yeah.
I don't want to disrespect the Irish and the Scottish and the Welsh.
And just be like same thing. Yeah.
Just be like same
To me,
thing.
like
You
if
know what I
I
mean?
heard,
I feel like that's not the move, you know?
I think the thing is though, if I was talking to like someone from Ireland or talking to someone from Scotland, I would not know. I wouldn't be able to say like this guy's from Ireland or this guy's from
I mean,
Scotland.
if you heard their voices, you would.
Yeah.
The accents are really different, Scottish versus Irish. The way they talk is quite different. Scottish is it's hard to understand sometimes what's going on in Scotland.
They speak English.
I mean, theoretically, yes, but the accent's so heavy that it's unclear what's going on sometimes.
Can't understand a word they say on Peaky Blinders.
No.
Is
In
that
person,
Scottish?
also hard to understand. I don't know what Peaky Blinders is. It's just
Sorry. It's
nothing.
a show on Netflix. It's a mobster show of like 1915 mobsters in like Ireland and or Scotland. The two are interchangeable to me and the people are interchangeable, but I can't understand a word they say in that show either, but it's all in English, but I have to read the
I think
subtitle.
it's an Irish. I think it's Irish. I think,
But they're
but I
called
speak a different language. Yeah.
the Peaky Blinders because they wear hats with razor blades in them and that they blind you with.
That sounds pretty rough. It
It's
sounds like not the move. I'm sure we could settle this with Google, but I don't have my phone near me.
yeah, I think it was based on like it's an awesome show. It's not actually that violent, but that's their description of their gang.
Yeah,
They
I have my
never, I don't think I saw them do that in the show. Anyway.
Edinburgh, it was hard to leave. It was hard to adjust back. I'm sort of adjusted more or less back to New York. I'm trying to make the best of being here. You know, you got to follow your soul journey. So if your soul tells you to come to New York, then there's something for you here, right? And you lived here for a long time, didn't you, Kate?
Yeah, well, I lived in Jersey City, so I was never living in Manhattan, but I was in and out constantly. And I do miss it. I mean, the energy of just people going after it is kind of unmatched. So sometimes...
It is unmatched.
So sometimes I do want to move back there. And then other days I'm like, I don't know where the heck I want to end up. You know, we have different conversations. Sometimes he's like, is there a perfect country out there? You know, but I don't know if I'd actually want to leave the States permanently unless there was some dream country out there that I don't know about. But
I mean, and you have a kid.
I know I wouldn't want to leave unless Shane wanted to switch countries as well. I couldn't leave Shane.
I mean, I don't have kids and I don't want to leave my family, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. But sometimes when life gets hard, it's like, where is there this magical place where your problems melt away? And I don't know.
No, unfortunately, wherever you
I
go.
I feel like it's Sweden. I always think it's Sweden. I have a little bit of Swedish in me, and I hope that makes them let me into the country. Because some countries are like that. If you have some in your lineage, you can come in or you can be a citizen there.
Sure.
I haven't checked on that one, even though I've lived my whole life thinking this. I still haven't checked. But
yeah,
I
maybe you don't want to burst your bubble if it's not true, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Because that's
live
like,
in that like sort of fantasy that maybe.
That's my backup country if anything goes wrong here.
Well, I mean, Europe has, and we do too, has a super declining fertility rate and birth rate. So they are allowing a lot more people in.
Really?
Yeah.
We're not moving to Sweden.
Baby.
Siege.
Baby, don't give up so easily.
We're staying here for now.
Now. So, well, with Manhattan, I kind of think, like you said, the energy's crazy. People are getting it. You know what I mean? I feel like I might be a little too old to move there now. Like the pace is just, I'll get trampled. Like if you're young enough, you like figure out the pace. But if you're already like over the hill a little bit, I feel like you just get trampled. You just are street trash. You become street trash because you can't keep up. And so like, I do worry about that.
Chicane. I felt like Manhattan was, I mean, everyone was fine, but I did feel a little like, oh my gosh, I really can't keep up with my disability right now. But who knows? Maybe I'll conquer it. And maybe we'll get closer to Manhattan. I would love to see you more. And I want to talk about this. We are hopefully at some point going to do a ceremony and you teach us a little bit of witchcraft. I don't know if you'd call it witchcraft necessarily. You know, different spells, different incense to burn to get rid of entities that may have latched on to you. I feel like he would love to know about that because I feel like you get scared that entities could latch on. Oh no, did you just experience something?
No. I was just thinking about, I have like a whole bunch of books, herbal books and incense books. I do burn a lot of incense. Do I call it witchcraft? Not anymore. Not as much. I do feel like, you know, different cultures, we all like connect to rituals to sort of, I think of witchcraft as, or this sort of trying to make the world, your world move in the direction you want it to move, right? And so that would be, could be a new moon, full moon ritual, could bring in different goddesses. If there's energy in your house that's stuck, frankincense and myrrh is like old school stuff to get rid of. Benzoin is good for finances. And also there's an antidepressant quality to that. These are all like tree saps. So frankincense is tree sap. So it could be burned on charcoal. Benzoin is also a tree sap. Frankincense is, I guess I mentioned frankincense. Those are really nice. I mean, you know, obviously there's sage, but that was kind of contested because some people are like, it's cultural appropriation, don't burn sage. And then other people are like, burn sage. You know, I would go to powwows and buy sage from like Native Americans. So that's a whole thing. But also sage is antibacterial and antifungal and it's antimicrobial in general. So burning sage actually clears sickness in the air that's airborne, which is like pretty wild.
I
That's
didn't even know that. I knew that sage removed negative entities, but I didn't know there were some actual physical properties.
Yeah, there's some actual like removing, COVID is airborne, flus, right? Aren't flu isn't flu airborne? Flu or no? Is it more liquid? But I mean, there's plenty of like sicknesses that are airborne, and so yeah, it can kill that,
I'm
which
burning sage tonight.
is
I also love burning Palo Santo.
Palo Santo feels more gentle. Palo Santo, there's like wild harvested Palo Santo from indigenous people that you can buy. I think it has to like stay, when it's cut off, it needs to cook for like 3 years and then you can cut it up and sell it. But I don't know if everybody does that. So yeah, I love burning things. Burning things feel good. And then there's Western European things to burn. There's every culture burn. Every culture kind of has the same thing if you look deep enough. And speaking of, like, you were talking about Ireland, Scotland, all of these countries, they have a very rich pagan Celtic history. Wales, super rich history. Of goddesses, and Merlin was from Wales, just like King Arthur, who may or may not have been real. But there's a whole, they call it shamanism, and instead of chakras, they call them cauldrons.
Oh.
And the thing is, over there in Europe, they killed a lot more women for practicing these things.
Oh.
Think that they might have more generational trauma and fear around it. I found that American women were witchier, or sort of more connected to it feels more mainstream to be connected to energy and all of that sort of stuff. And I know a lot of I one of my weird habits is I just like to read comments on Twitter. I don't know why, or on X. Just like read people's being haters, is basically, but like, a lot of men will go on there and like complain that they don't like women who like crystals or astrology or a tarot. They like hate this super much. And I always think, as annoying as, however that might feel, before they used to just murder us. So I think we've made progress.
Totally.
Yeah, we've made progress. We're not, now people are just like being like cunts on Twitter. They're not like out just killing women for being midwives like they used to, and knowing like different herbal tricks to help people. But I think for me, like, science and spirituality is really one. I really think it's all like one whole thing. It's just Reiki is, healing, but I think it's the way that it works. It's basically physics that's unexplained. And people have different sensitivities. Some people are really sensitive and feel it so deeply and profoundly. And some people are way less sensitive and they don't feel it as much. And it's hard to know where you land.
I feel like you believe in all this stuff now. When we first started dating, I feel like he thought I was real out there and wasn't sure what to think. And I think now you're way more into the tarot and just spirits existing and all of those things.
Well, you found me with it. So, like, I kind of have to believe. And then we end up getting married and we were born one day apart in the same hospital and all that crazy stuff. So I gotta believe it's crazy that you came back to me and you said you did a twin flame portal because we hadn't seen each other in 20, 30 years. And we were best friends in, middle school, and then I went to a different school. And then we hadn't seen each other in 25 years. And then you come out of the blue, you call me out of the blue, and then we get married. And you did a twin flame portal before that. So I gotta believe in some of it. I don't know what is all real and what's all, if anybody's got it all worked out completely, but I definitely believe in bigger stuff, especially from that. And I did before it too. But like your version of it, I gotta believe your version of it more. Because you did something legit.
Thank
Wow.
you.
Look at you taking action. It really worked.
I'm trying to manifest a dream career. So,
I already have mine. I deliver packages for FedEx, so I don't need anything else in that realm. You know what I mean? That one's covered.
Got it. Yeah, it's great to feel
That's
complete.
sarcasm. Yeah.
That one's not covered.
I'm like, oh, okay.
That's my one I need to fix, I think. There's other things wrong with me, but that's probably the wrongest.
That doesn't feel right to you.
Yeah.
Can I ask, what twin flame thing did you do?
Well, I
Okay.
went through the Kabbalistic Tree of Life with, I did two different ones.
And you have powerful friends with you, right?
So I did two
So.
different ones. One, my friend who's a shaman, we went through the Kabbalistic Tree of Life, which you and I recently went through. Jessica and I did that. So I did that, but we opened space before to open a portal. And then, like at the end, she also said words and called on her spirits. And then another one, I had two other magical girlfriends over the house. Because the first one was over the phone. And then I had two girlfriends over the house. We were burning different essences. And I went through the Tree of Life again. And my friend, she's a sound healer. She brought her bowls. We just did a whole thing. And I remember really saying to the universe, please, even if I don't know my twin flame right now, like even if it's not who I think it is, like I need my person. Like, please. Let me see clearly who this is. And then, yeah, about like a week or two later, we reconnected. And as soon as we spoke, I knew he didn't know. But
Wow.
I could just feel it because
I
I
knew
was.
something.
No, you knew something special was happening, but I was like, you're my twin flame. We're gonna get married. And you were like, what the heck? You'd never heard of a twin flame. And a lot of people who have heard of that term do not believe they're real, which I understand. It's a pretty out there concept.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but, and there's just so much to learn. Like for me, it was just seeing my mirror in a certain way so I could keep growing and understanding myself, which I'm still trying to figure out this human condition and how to thrive. Twin flame or not, it's just, it's been a tough journey, but you definitely make it easier. And good friends make it easier too. So, yeah.
That's wild. I feel like that journey, because I think so many people are searching for their person, that I think the details of that journey is something you could make as a webinar and then I think would pop off.
I know. See, Jess is so good at like, I know maybe you think there are ways to improve, of course, but I look at you and the way you run businesses. Maybe it's the MIT in you. Like, she's so good. She teaches, not only does she do Reiki healings, but she teaches. I wish we could take her class and learn how to
Oh,
become Reiki
I
healers,
got a
dude.
magic. I want to make sure that in the next life, if I'm a woman, I have those two dimples above my butt. I want those. I'm just saying, if I'm a woman,
Huge.
I that's pretty high on my list. Okay. Sorry, we can get back to the what were you talking about?
Reiki healer.
That's right. That's right.
Well, I would love to learn how to teach certain things, but I feel like it's really hard to put classes together and promote and like, I don't know. I'm so tired these days to get that stuff together. I'm just trying to get back in to comedy. Sorry, I'm burping a little bit because we went to Chipotle.
Burp, burp your heart away.
Thank
I had
you.
this, I had the for a limited time, the brisket.
Yeah. Ooh.
It was very barbecue saucy.
That
Burrito tasted like barbecue sauce, but it was not in a bad way. It was good barbecue sauce. So I thought you guys should know that as long as we're on the topic.
Anyway.
I guess I'm just looking at what your story and being like, this is a story to make. This is a good thing. But it's not just to make money, it's also like going to help a lot of people. So it's like doing a great dharma in the world. I think one
I
thing
would
is that
say,
when you're a comedian, like the things that you learned, putting that out, that's like, so you want to talk about like good rebirths or karmically doing the right thing. I feel like that's a part of it, you know?
A lot of the twin flame journey for me was doing shadow work. And I know we talked about this the last time you were on the podcast, but it was really facing all different aspects of myself so that when I did, in my opinion, meet my mirror, I was able to see myself clearly. And, you know, he still doesn't fully. You're like kind of into the twin flame concept, but he teases me. We have nicknames now. Sorry about this freaking mic. We have nicknames now. This is going to sound so horny, but it's me Mo and me Max, because it's like, it's me in different versions, but he's like so much bigger and healthier.
I'm me Max.
Yeah, no, Max. Yeah.
The
I
maximum us. But she, but she well, that's intern. Because she says stuff like, I forget, we were having this conversation and I was trying to think of who she would be if she was a man.
I'm like, it would be you. You're my twin flame. Like, and he's like,
I was thinking more like Ryan Seacrest, like he's little, very sociable, you know, like I was thinking more like that, but she said, no, I'd be you. And I'm like a 6'5", 250-pound person.
Bro.
And I just wasn't picturing her as that. She was like, no, you're my twin flame. I'd be you as a dude and you would be me. I was like, it didn't add up to me. But then we made the names. She's Mimo and I'm Mimax because she's the mini version of me.
Yeah.
They're not good nicknames.
No, I think they're very cute. That's lovely. You know, I love it. I just see Kate. I feel like maybe this is just a persona that I just like. Just like the vamp, just like Lady Vampire. I just see you as like, you know. A lot of my close girlfriends have Morticia Addams vibes, and that's just, I think that's just like my favorite type of woman. And so I just like collect them as words. Like, do you know what I mean? And I'm like, oh no, I like witchy, dark vampire vibes.
I was hissing at him this morning because he has proper curtains and the light was coming in, and I was like, I really am a vampire in many ways.
I like it because it makes me wake up when the sun comes up. I'm like, you know, like if I want to be a responsible adult, I like to have the, if I have good shades, we don't know when you're going to see me. If I had good shades in my room, I'd be a bad husband.
Right.
You don't want a bad husband.
No.
No, I'm glad that you are more sunshine qualities and I get to be more of the moon than that.
Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not a great husband, but I would be a bad husband.
Black cat, golden retriever. You know this, the you need a woman's a black cat, the man's a golden retriever.
Oh, yeah. Well, one of our issues is, like he's too social and happy-go-lucky at certain things, and I'm, like, in the corner in the shadows lurking, you know. I don't really go out, actually.
You're very sociable when forced to talk to people. So I try to put her in situations where there are people around, and then she becomes this social animal just out of her defenses, I guess. But you are good at it. You are a killer dinner host if you're forced to be one.
I feel like we're boring you.
No, I am just surprised. I just didn't know what this dynamic was, and I love it. And it's so like I had an idea because she would describe you as so social and sunshine, but then I see it and it's like another level, you know what I mean? And
I'm a creature of the night, except I'm not at all. I wake up at like 6 a.m. ready to text everyone, and then I'm tired by 10 a.m. Yeah.
By the time they get back to you, you petered out. You petered out again and gone back to bed.
I'm trying to wake up for a 6 a.m. Meditation class, and it's hard.
6 a.m. is very early.
I mean, you're a comedian, so your life is at night, right? Well, really? Wait, weren't you 12 both. Different things?
What?
You're like 12 different things. You must work all day long, all day and night.
I have some workaholic tendencies. Yeah. But this week, yes, I'm working on it. I'm working on my workaholism, and yeah.
Everyone, if you're going to survive in New York City, you have to be a workaholic. I think.
I think you do, maybe. I mean, I don't know. I haven't had like a normal, I haven't worked for another person in a long time.
That's badass.
I don't, I
I
mean,
know.
but then you have like other responsibilities like taxes and health insurance and bookkeeping. And so the responsibilities are so much higher, I think, or the not responsibility. Yeah. And the stakes are higher.
I
So.
just want to be able to say one day, like, I don't work for anyone. Yeah, and I want to say it like that too, like very, because yeah, I just want to be able to say that one day, even if it's just one day.
Okay.
Maybe it's because I got fired, and then I'll say it in between
Want you
jobs.
to get fired. I don't want you to get fired.
Yeah, that's not, don't
But no,
manifest that.
that's pretty badass when you say, when you can say that. I
No, it
haven't worked for
is.
anyone in a long time.
Well, what's also really cool is that Jessica used to work for the CIA
Yeah.
and had her own crazy awakening and went to comedy and all sorts of stuff. So, like, she walked away from a more typical life and built one very unique to her talents and her gifts. And I think that's very hard to do. But you've really done it. I'm not saying you've completely perfected it. We always have stuff to work on, but you've done a really good job at making a career that's totally for you, and you are your boss.
Dude, they lost like what would have been a great psychic investigator.
I know.
They fucked up.
That's
They didn't
great.
know everything they were getting. They saw that MIT diploma and they said, you're hired, but they didn't know all the other stuff that was rolled into it either.
Didn't know. They didn't know. No.
I kind of want to watch a movie as you in the CIA, of you being in the CIA.
I'm working on it. I'm trying, you know?
Are you really working on a movie like that?
Yeah. I mean, I
Yes.
want it to be a show. I want it to be a show. I want to take my solo show, my one woman show, which is about the story, turn it into a show and then and a book. So that's sort of the goal.
Her one woman show is called A Spy's Awakening.
So that's about that story about how I went from CIA to healing.
You were a spy?
No, I was a spy as a, I was an analyst for spies, but I just like the title of Spies Awakening. I just thought it would be catchy. Oh
No,
yeah.
but if you're an analyst for the spy, you're basically a spy.
Yes. You know?
Woohoo!
I have my
And
personal.
that's what your show is about? That's fucking sweet. Because I just said that I wanted to watch a show like that, and you're like, guess what? I have a show like that.
Yeah, this is my Edinburgh one, so it's a little it's not accurate information. It's August and you know.
You have a bunch of visuals for that show that are gorgeous.
Oh,
Because
thanks.
the one with all of the like enchanted forest with you
Oh, I know.
walking into it's really cool.
Oh yeah, and I guess my shirt is like an enchanted forest.
Yeah, I know. I love that shirt.
This is my because I was like, what shirt am I gonna wear? And I'm gonna wear my enchanted, my mushroom, like on psychedelics. Thank
I think it was a perfect choice.
you. Thank you.
Now I'm going to get to the next topic. I don't know how smooth it'll be, but the election's coming up in like 2 days. And I know you, CG, aren't really,
Podcast killer.
you're not following it too much and you don't care too much, but this is a big thing
I
happening.
know, I know. This topic's a podcast killer,
Oh
in
my
my
God,
opinion.
it's
But no, I
nuts.
mean, it's just my opinion. But I'm gonna try to help resuscitate it.
Well, I
Like,
know you don't really care too much, but it's a big deal because
yeah.
they're very different people running, and I feel like one has dictator qualities that could be very negative for all of us, in my opinion. Jessica, thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I'm concerned about the rise of fascism here and
Me too.
everywhere. And it seems to be happening all over the world. And then a lot of people who are young Democrats don't want to vote for Kamala because of Gaza. And they can't sort of see past a single issue, you know? Like, it's not even like a game of chess. It's like, if this happens, this happens. Like, just think a little, but I don't know. I'm nervous. I don't know what can be done. I did see a bunch of Hindu priests in India doing pujas for Kamala, which
I
I think,
saw.
have you seen that? No, it's really
I
funny.
loved it.
I loved it. They were doing a bunch of pujas for her, and I was like, wow. I
That
don't think you
was
can.
in India.
I think it was in India. Yeah. I don't think you can get to that level of politics on either side without being really dirty in some ways.
It's a shame.
It is a shame. Also, America is a country that should probably be multiple countries. You know, it's hard to rule this one country with these, you know what I mean?
There are so many
Yeah, I mean
Extremes.
the
There
size of it and the population, yeah, from
and people's needs
the
and the rural
span.
people. Yeah, there's just a lot going on. And also, with social media creates all these bubbles where people can't really see outside of their own view, and they're just like in
Right.
echo chambers. So I don't know.
Hopefully we don't enter a civil war. I know that would be the most extreme version, but I mean, Trump's kind of already gearing up that if he loses, it's rigged. And honestly, I don't think it's rigged. I wouldn't even be the most shocked
Right.
if it was, just because I know politics in general can be very dirty, but I just hope no matter who wins, the US citizens were okay. And I never want a fascist in power.
Right.
So, you know, if Trump somehow wins, I pray that's not the case and that all the signs that he's showing of being one, you know, are tamed. But I am hoping Kamala wins, obviously,
Yeah.
for many reasons. But
Sure.
I will get off the election stuff. I know it's not. Jeez.
We do it every week, so I'm used to it. I always feel like it just like blows a hole in the podcast real quick, like out of anything funny. But maybe, you know,
It's
that's just, it's
important.
important, exactly. So me, I have to catch up. Maybe I start watching this stuff.
You should.
They make me watch it during football. There's a campaign commercial on every.
I know. But you're so easily swayed by
I'm so
whatever
easily swayed.
commercial.
I
So
believe
it's
any
like,
commercial.
I
So
know.
now it's just the last commercial that I've seen. That's what I believe. So that's how good my mind is. That's how strong of mind I am.
Anyway,
They're very persuasive. Very persuasive, these commercials.
I will share with you, Jessica, that I got an MRI for my head this week. Have you ever had an MRI before?
Yes.
Have you ever had one on your head?
I think so, but I'm not sure. It's been a long time.
It was crazy.
Really loud? I think it's really loud.
So loud. And
Like, oh, and that machine.
the loudest noises, and you're in this like very small space. And I was okay for like the first 35, 40 minutes. And
So
then
long.
so long, the last 13 minutes, I started having a panic attack in the MRI thing. And I was just praying, oh my gosh, all my spirit guides. I was talking to all of them, like to the other side, just praying for the strength to
Yeah.
get through the last 13 minutes. And they were cheering for me. They're like, you can do this, you got this. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna stick this out. But I can't believe that humans are doing things like that, whether it's that or just other really scary, hard things. I'm like, humans are getting through the toughest obstacles every day. And a lot of them aren't talking about how crazy scary they are. So I just want to shout out anyone who's had to get an MRI on their head and they're just walking around like it's not the most traumatizing thing, because that was nutty.
It's like an open tube, right? Or no?
It was closed. I mean, my feet were in the open space, so
Okay.
like half of my body, but like the top part was totally enclosed. And I didn't realize how claustrophobic I am until being in there. I was having flashes to the Kill Bill scene where she got buried alive. I really felt like I had been buried alive. I was like, what if I never get out of this somehow? Like all the panic thoughts were coming, but I made it out.
I'm glad you're okay. We don't have the results yet, right?
No, I got the results, and for the most part, everything's great. There were some little things that picked up that are most likely just linked to the migraines I've been getting. So, but.
In Kill Bill, she punched her way out of that coffin.
Oh, yeah.
That'd have been great if you started trying to punch your way out of it. Just like
Oh,
if you
she's out.
really went, if you fully went into the, yeah, because you can only have 6 inches.
She's so badass in that. Jessica, do you still watch movies like Kill Bill that have violence in them, even though you're this peaceful healer?
I don't know if I'm that peaceful. I mean, I have to face my shadow every day. Not every day, but like everybody else, I have to work through different lessons, and different lessons show up. Do I watch violent movies? I have a hard time with violence. I'm just a, I always did. I think it's just like I'm just a sensitive person. So no, not really. But kill. I just watched The Life of Pi, which has been, it's an old film, but I loved it. It made
I
me just
saw it. It's a really good movie.
really good movie. So that made me really happy. But yeah, I mostly watch podcasts. I don't even like watch movies that much.
I feel like you watch very smart TV shows too.
What do I watch? I honestly, I don't really watch TV. What I do watch is God, the a van like a silly vampire, which is what we do in the shadows. Like, that's my TV show.
Oh, yes.
I haven't seen this season yet, but What We Do in the Shadows is just like, that makes me so happy. It's so silly.
Hell yes. She
Yeah.
put me onto it. I had never seen it before. She put me onto it. Oh, it's amazing.
It's
The
effortless.
actors and actresses are like Broadway actors and act, you know what I mean? Like they all have like really good
Oh.
voices and yeah, they sing and they like, yeah, they're like Broadway actors. I think it is so hilarious.
Can really tell how serious of actors they are. But
Yeah.
I think England, I think British actors are kind of like that compared to ours. I think for us, we like celebrate celebrity more, and there they actually care about the craft more, and they're less like obsessed with how hot someone is. I don't know, that's just in what the
Yeah, I
culture.
mean, well, Hugh Jackman, he's Australian, but
Right.
he's like all about like he does Broadway shows and sings opera and stuff like that. Stuff you would never think because he's Wolverine. And
Well,
so
he's
it
a
doesn't have
theater
to do
guy.
that.
A lot of these superheroes, people forget that actors are mostly theater nerds who grew up,
And got smoking hot.
or jacked, right?
Yes. Hugh
Yes.
Jackman, he put it into his name. Or
But
his agent did back in the day.
not his real name.
Maybe it's his real name. I always thought he probably made it up because he's so jacked. He's a jacked man. And they were like, yo, you're a jacked man. Hugh Jackman. And that's how I figured it happened, but maybe I made that up.
Maybe Google can settle this.
Would you guys listen? If you guys had a stage name, you could just make one up because you're an actor or actress right now. Do you know what it would be?
I mean, Kate Wolf is such a good name.
Yeah, I like Kate Wolf a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe I would change it to like Kate Wolf Dragon, just make a little extra, but I think I think Kate Wolf's pretty good. The extra might make me more of a joke. If it was Kate Wolf Dragon.
I like that my last name's not super common. So I think that that helps. I think there's like two Jessica Brodkins out there.
Ooh. Out there anywhere in the universe? In the
I mean, I haven't
Akashic
checked the
Records?
universe. I haven't checked the records, but
Really, you've
in America.
Googled, you have tried to figure out how many of you there are out there, and there's
There's only
only one
one
other?
other, and
Wow.
she took like her husband's name, so she's Jessica Brodkin Webb, and she was married, and I was married to a guy whose last name was Way, and so she was Jessica Brodkin Webb, and I didn't take his name, but I was Jessica Brodkin, I mean Way, and then she had a black lab or has a black lab, and I had a black lab at the same time, so it was like very surreal.
Yeah, there's totally bizarro you out there.
A
But
hundred
no,
percent.
but what's crazier is that like you're the only one now.
Oh yeah, I guess so.
We're not the only ones of our name. I don't know who's the only one of their name. I don't think there's many of you out there. That makes you very special.
Well, she's special for many reasons.
I mean, that's why I kind of don't want to change it because, yeah, and I like the, yeah, I like my name. I don't know. I like my middle name more. I like Naomi.
Ooh.
I would take Naomi over Jessica. I don't love the name Jessica, but I've always liked Brodkin. And a lot of men call me Brodkin, which is.
They just call you your last name?
Yeah, they just call me my last name.
Do you like work out with them or like?
No, no, I don't work out with anybody. I don't work out in general.
I just
I
feel
mean,
like that's like one of
that's
the people
not true.
You work out with, you lift weights with at the gym, you call them their last name maybe, or if you guys play sports together. But otherwise, like to call a woman just her last name, I think is unorthodox.
I showed CG a picture from when you were at the gym. This was a while ago. You had a lot of hot Mediterranean dudes really jacked.
Oh, that dude was smoking hot. That picture you saw? Oh my goodness. Yeah, I got to see that picture. She said, look at the guys at this gym. I'm a straight guy and I said, holy shit.
Yeah,
these
that
dudes are
guy,
some slam candy.
He looked like a Mediterranean god. I have to go back. I haven't been to the gym in like a month or two. I haven't worked out. I just go on walks, but
I would totally hit that if I was if I turned into a girl in the next life. I would totally hit those skins.
No, you're supposed to be hitting my big penis skins.
Well, you're gonna be
it'll
like,
be you.
Yeah, you'll be my Mediterranean god.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Mediterranean, Mesopotamian, whatever.
Yeah, that dude looked like carved out of marble. He's freaking gorgeous. I was like, dude, we need to go to that gym just to get, you know, just for motivation. I'd be motivated if the dudes around looked like
it
that.
Is my gym is a it is a bodybuilder gym.
What made you want to go there?
Is that why they call you Brodkin? They're like, yo, Brodkin.
Well, they're just
fuck is
two
up?
Next to me. There's one crunch which is like pretty doesn't have that many machines, and then this one just had way more machines. And I mean, they have a lot of women there too, and it's a much bigger gym, but it's just a block from my house.
Nice.
So yeah, but it's like they have a lot of the bodybuilders are generally on the bottom floor or in the basement, so they have like the huge heavyweights.
See, because around here, you might get a gym that has a lot of smoking hot chicks,
yeah,
but not a gym that has a lot of smoking hot dudes. That's something you rarely see around here. And so, like, I just, when you showed that picture, I was like, oh, it's a smoking hot dude gym?
I don't think there are a lot of dudes like, I think he's the only one. Maybe
you captured the one?
I think
how
I
did you
captured
take that picture of that man without him noticing? It was
you
like
know what?
Full. You fully got full face and feature, chiseled features, and you like he didn't say shit. That's awesome. I don't know how you did that.
I don't know how I did it. I think I used my CIA skills. I think that I just brought it back. I used my training. Figure out how
Yeah,
to take
picture that good of someone, they have to pose for it usually. You know what I mean? Magic you were doing.
I mean, he was so in his own phone, you know, everyone's addicted to their phones that they don't even know. Yeah.
All right.
Although I have seen people take pictures of me on the subway sometimes and then they yell at them.
What?
Yeah. I've seen guys pretend to not take I've seen men like take a picture of me and then I've been like, what is, you know?
That's flattering.
Wait,
They're like, look at this hot chick. They're
no, I
like,
think there was somebody, I think he was like an artist who would like draw people.
Oh.
So I think he would like take a photo and then draw it and he was showing me the art that he drew.
Oh.
So he actually wasn't a creeper.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought you were talking about dudes who randomly do it are like flicking them and getting a picture of you and pretending that they're not just strangers. That's not what you meant.
No, that is what I meant. That's what that person did. Yeah, for sure. And I confronted him, which is also kind of wild to like confront a man on the subway. Did you take a picture? He was an older guy, so I wasn't like scared, you know. He wasn't like a 6'5", 250-pound like muscle man, you know. Like he wasn't like Superman sitting, hey, what are you doing? Do you know what I mean?
So were you mean when you asked him what he was doing? Like, did you come at him hard?
Most likely mean. I don't remember, but
Did you say, what the fuck are you doing?
No, I didn't say it like that. No, I was
Okay.
Like, hey, did you take a picture of me? Because that's what it looked like or something. And I think he was surprised.
And
But then
he said, and then he said,
confessed, and
relax, I'm an artist.
And then he showed me all the art that he made in his website, and then we had a whole long conversation.
Oh.
So he showed it to you, and it wasn't a file that said Spank Bank. It wasn't That was the first thing I was thinking. I was like, these sick
I
fucks.
mean, it was winter. I was wearing like a big coat. Do you know what I mean? And a hat. This wasn't like, I wasn't like on the subway with like my tits out. You know, I was
So
like,
you knew ahead of time, you were like, this can't possibly be going in the spank bank. I gotta
like, this
ask this
doesn't
guy
make
what's
sense.
happening.
What's going on? This doesn't look like Spank Bank. You know,
Oh,
it's like January. I was wearing like a, you know, long coat.
so before we wrap up, and you can say no to this, truly, do
Okay.
you think you'd be able to tap into his Akashic records while on the podcast and pull something that he might need to know about his journey in this life or the last or next one?
I could do a Tao Hands blessing and see what comes up.
Okay. You down for that, CG?
Totally.
What's your last name? Wolf, CG Wolf, right? Wait, were you born with the name Wolf? You took it?
No, so my name was Erickson, CG Erickson.
Okay.
Will that help?
Yeah. And then you became, okay, so
He
you, but
became a wolf.
Charles Wolfe is just such a more badass name. So I
yeah.
mean, and like I was allowed to change it when we got married. So I was like, you know what? Like I just felt like I would get hired for a better job, like a job I don't even know how to do
Charles
with the
Wolfe.
name Charles Wolfe.
Charles Wolfe sounds really badass.
Like I felt like maybe someone would hire me as like a stockbroker and like with no experience, just because I'd have that, on my business card. So that's why I did it.
So
As
for no
it hasn't panned out yet,
one.
but like I'm still crossing my fingers.
Me too. Dear
Do
Tao.
I have to get in a zone to help you?
No, you
Okay.
just do your thing. Dear Tao, Source and Divine, dear all my spiritual mothers and fathers, dear countless planets, stars, galaxies, universes, dear Mother Earth and all layers of heaven, dear all the saints, all the Buddhas, all my lineages. Please offer a Tao Hands blessing for Charles Wolfe or Charles Erickson as appropriate for his career. There we go, right?
Hell yeah.
Do you feel anything?
I feel like someone's looking inside of me.
Really?
I'm not kidding. Yeah, I felt like, I definitely felt something. Because I had to like tense a little bit. It was like if somebody was like looking at you and you weren't, somebody was staring at you and you could feel it kind of thing, but different from the inside.
Yeah,
So I had
well,
to like, when you, if somebody's,
you resisting it?
No, I wouldn't say that. It was just like I became aware. If
Okay.
you become aware of somebody looking at you on the street, like.
So you and Kate are supposed to really teach each other a lot, and you are like very yin and yang and opposite. And she's supposed to teach you how to like connect to your intuition, and you're supposed to teach her how to connect to her body, but she disassociates from her body and is afraid of being embodied sometimes, like on a subconscious level. And then you, it feels like, does that make any sense? And that you are learning,
Totally. To me, it does. Yeah.
all like
Yeah.
you're really like each other's ultimate teachers. Now I understand like how you feel like twin flame stuff, but it feels like very yin yang, that the things that you have mastered, you are to teach Kate, and what Kate has mastered, she is to teach you. And as you teach each other, you're both going to elevate your careers and your magic and your influence in the world.
It's totally, I mean, that's exactly how we feel, or the I do about the whole thing. Like she has all the things that I need that I don't have
Yes.
to
Yes.
make me balanced.
Yes.
And it
Yes.
makes sense with what you're saying. Like I do dissociate, and just coming and I mean, he literally is the one who got me working out again. Talk about an embodied thing, So I could easily stay in my dark bedroom and not move and just meditate all day
He's
for
really right for you. He's really right for you. And I think his like sunshine personality and sort of safe space, because no matter what, like, CG feels like a totally safe space for you. to be all of yourself. Every dark, weird, shame, anything you feel, you can like sort of be there, be fully you. And I think that CG, I think you're trying to experience life differently. Like you're trying to expand your mind, expand your experience, expand your notion of reality. Does that make sense?
No, totally. And I am. I completely am.
Kate is like sort of your vehicle for that. And so that's really, really beautiful. It feels like there's, how do I say this about your energy? Feels like there's stuff stuck in it. So I think what you felt like me looking into you was really me feeling like there was stuff stuck in your energy field. Like there was stuff stuck in your body, in your energy field. So I would do some sort of energy work to clear that. And I don't know what kind of relationship you have with substances, whether it's weed or a little bit of out, but I think that that is clouding your visions and clouding your ability to connect. So I felt like some substances, and I felt some, how do I say this? Almost like you're moving through sludge or through jello. Like maybe the way that you feel might be like you're moving through life more slowly than you'd like. Things aren't
Totally.
As fast as you'd like, and that you feel like you're moving through sludge and through jello. It's sort of like, and that feeling is really internal. So I think that like doing an exercise, there's a mantra you can chant that'll just help clear you, and also staying away from substances or minimizing your substance use is going to really help you a lot. And then just keep following. Once you're looking to connect to your intuition, and then once you connect to your intuition, you're going to be able to know the next steps that you need for your career, for your expansion.
Damn, you just jumped into me from over there. It's pretty crazy. I felt you jump into me. So, like, I know what happened.
I'm going to
You
close.
Make it sound like a possession from,
like,
a
ghost.
Movie Ghost. Yeah.
And then
she didn't, like, jump.
I'm gonna close. How? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Love you, love you, love you. Gong song, gong song, gong song. So yeah. Ooh. You felt me like jump into you and then like.
No, it felt like you were seeing things that I didn't necessarily want anyone to see. Right? Like that's what it kind of felt like. Like somebody's looking at my record or you know what I mean? That's what it kind of felt like. Like, am I sure that I want to be seen? That's what I was feeling like at the time. And then I do feel sludgy.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel it. I feel that you feel sludgy. And I feel how the whole, you know, each other's perfect mirror. And not just mirror. You're really each other's biggest teachers. So that's really nice. I understand how you're together, but yeah, I would chant a mantra every day.
What's the mantra?
It's called the Dabiju. It's called.
And so I can just look it up.
I'll email everything to Kate, and then you can have it. It's
Sweet.
If anyone's listening, they can listen to find the mantra on my link in bio, on my Beacons link.
And what would it do? Help anybody clear out any sludge?
Yeah, man. So it is called the Great Compassion Mantra. It's by this, it's for a goddess of named Guanyin, who is the goddess of compassion. And it clears out negative energy. It generates good karma for yourself. It's also so powerful that it generates karma for the dead. So it's used to, it can be used to cross ghosts over. But if you chant the mantra 3 to 5 times a day, and it's very long, it's like 88 lines, and it's complicated, but I have a chanting chart. So it has all the transliteration, and I have a YouTube on how to chant it. It's like there's like clear instructions. It will clear out your internal sludge, and within 6 weeks, everything should shift.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty fast.
It's huge.
It's huge. It is considered one of the most magical and powerful mantras in all of the ancient texts.
Yeah, I totally need something like that.
Yeah, I think you do. I think it'll help you. It helps me. I chant. I wanted to chant before. I'm going to have to chant after this but a girlfriend and I, we are accountability partners, and we're texting each other. I chanted today. I chanted today. I blessed these people. I did this practice. So I'm trying to like maintain. Thing is, when you're a sensitive person, it's just you have to put in so much work on your own energy and your own life path as you heal other people and as you just do your own thing as a comedian, as an artist, as whatever you're doing.
Well, are you saying that because if you're a sensitive person, there's so much pain that you could be in if you didn't?
Yeah, I think there's more pain if you're a sensitive person.
Okay.
I think that some people who are really sensitive, they have a hard time seeing how like messed up the world is, and that really hurts them. And so I think accepting the reality of the world, accepting that this is a place of duality that has a lot of pain, and doing your work to process that. I mean, that comes from Stoicism, amor fati, accepting what is. So it's sort of accepting what is and clearing your own energy and allowing for you to be on your highest timeline and on your highest life path. So the great thing about, one of the many great things about Kate is Kate knows she has a vision for what she wants. You know what I mean? You know what your work is on this earth. You've developed some really great skills and talents as a comedian and as a healer. So your tools are sharp and you have a vision. There's just sort of stuff in the way, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Can I ask, like, is this a fair question? Why does it work? Why would it work?
I think that's an amazing question. I don't know why it works. And that's the same with healing. I don't know why I chanted this incantation and then I read your whole body and your whole relationship. I have no idea how this works. The way that I think about it is I think about it as codes, as energetic codes, as like plugging into a computer. So you can think of like, you go on the internet, you plug various things in, you get to a certain page, you download a program, it changes things on your computer. It's the same with mantras and with healing. That's how I see it.
It's the code to get in.
It's a code to get in. It's the
so you did a mantra before you jumped into my soul?
Well, I chanted what I chanted an incantation. It wasn't the mantra, but everything I said out loud. I was downloaded, you know, Tao hands, this technique, this healing technique. And then I went in and I saw all this stuff and I was like, oh, we got it. And I didn't actually do any clearing. I just really read you more.
We didn't have time for that. We didn't have time for all the clearing.
You have to pay her for that.
Exactly.
Okay. Freebie on the show.
Well, also like how huge a mess it was. Like you need to
be the team. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad.
You need a team of witches.
She said it wasn't that bad.
I don't think it's that bad. I don't think it's that bad at all. But have you seen the movie Everything Everywhere All at Once?
No.
So in that movie, they jump different timelines and they go to different dimensions through really simple tools. They like chew gum and switch your ear and smack the baby. And then you'll like be in another time. They don't smack babies, but I mean, they have a lot of dildos. So they fight with dildos. It's very funny and silly, you know, because you see these security guards. They have all these like specific weird physical things that they do to jump into a different timeline. And so I recommend that movie. I think you would really like it. I think it would be good for both of you.
That's dope. I wrote a book actually. And that at the beginnings of it, there was going to be a lot of that, like becoming like doing certain kind of magics. There was like very specific things you had to do. Like you had to, on the evil side of it, you know, if a guy was getting his evil magic, he would have to like eat the meat of a predator, like a wolf or something. Or for some reason, I made that one up in my head. I thought it was cool.
Okay, you don't know, but yeah, story. I get it.
But yeah, you get what I'm saying. It's like, it's like something, something very specific. I always felt, you know, thought that was really cool in literature and movies where there was something specific to unlock whatever it was, like, and that something specific was like there was magic weaved into it, like,
yeah,
in one way or another.
Yeah.
And it kind of the flavor of that thing that you needed to unlock like made sense to what you were trying to unlock. So I always thought that was a cool concept. And I think the things I think are cool concepts, it's because I think it is real. It's like an underlying truth of this world.
I think your soul recognizes it as real. I think there's something in your subconscious that recognizes, oh, that's true. And so there's a part of you that, like, you know, that makes sense to you.
Totally. And my soul recognized like that there was a person in it a little bit ago, and it was like people aren't supposed to be in here. And then, I became alert. I became alarmed, rather alarmed. And then you told me everything about myself. So no, that was, but it was a good time. It was cool though. It was cool. It was pretty fucking
I
mind
felt you
blowing.
inside of me and I felt it work.
Didn't realize it sounded that way.
If I was like literally inside of you, good reason to be alarmed. You know what I mean?
Was like, someone's poking around in here. I was like, this shit's really happening.
Yeah, I mean, you can give remote healings. They're real. I give remote healings. You give a lot of remote healings because people don't always
I
know
wouldn't
if it
even
can
believe
happen.
though, I wouldn't even have thought you could do that in a room with someone. You know what I'm saying? So let alone over the freaking Zoom.
Really?
I wouldn't think so.
Well, now you know.
Yeah.
But she's also very talented. You know, there are some healers that you don't feel quite as much as others when they give the healing. But have I ever? I feel like I've given you
You've
a
healed me
healing.
sometimes, and then you get ultra sick because you ate all my sickness.
Yeah.
That, and then we stopped
Like
doing it because my
healer.
sicknesses are too strong.
I used to give him healings when he would be sick, but then I would get so sick after that I can't really do that anymore. Unless he's in like a dire state, I will take it on. But I haven't learned yet completely how to not take on my client stuff. I'm still figuring out how to give a healing and not take it on.
You know, I really have to. You're reminding me because there are a few things that I want to create. And one of them, you know, there are things I want to create for free for the universe or for the world. And the things that I want to create, you know, for business. And one of the things to create for the world is how to teach people how to clear other people's stuff, because it's so important. It's important for healers, for therapists, massage therapists, servers, all sorts of people who deal with other people, hairdressers, whatever, you know?
Kate sometimes said like doesn't understand why she can heal other people and not so much herself. But like to me, sometimes it's like a haircut. Like somebody, like no matter if you're a great, barber, you can't cut all your own shit. Like you
Right.
can, I guess, but not, there needs to be someone there looking at it, because you can't quite reach it. And so like some things I think are like that. And you even just mentioned hairdressers, so I thought that was strange and eerie.
And
I'm so
also,
glad
Jessica
I
won't even like, because I've invited her, like, you want to go with us to the cemetery? She's very careful about not going to very haunted
don't
spaces
know.
because entities,
They attach.
yeah, they attach to her. So, and I'm
I
sure they attach to me, and I haven't figured out quite
So, I mean,
well.
you would bring them home with you unwittingly?
They used to attach to me. Yeah. They used to attach to me.
She's
That
very
would be.
careful now.
Yeah, that's why. I mean, I think that after I'm done, I'm gonna email you some things, Kate, that will help you. After I'm done healing people, yeah, I really have to work hard to clear myself, but I do. I work really hard
Okay.
to clear. But I'll show you how to do that. I'll put that out there. So
Oh,
give
so
that.
there is a clearing thing. So you too will take on the whatever you're
I
healing,
have.
kind of, and then you need to do a clearing process afterwards. That's how it works.
Yes, generally Tao hands, which is from the school of Master Sha, has built-in protection. Some of the attunements have protection. And for Reiki, there's some protection, but not as much as I definitely felt more protected as I did more. But if you're dealing with really dark energy, then you have to really clear yourself. Scotland has crazy, it's Edinburgh, as much as I love it and it's gorgeous and the people were wonderful. And I had a great experience. The place is super haunted. And I think the UK in general is really quite haunted.
I love haunted stuff. I'm sure not perfectly healthy for me. I'm sure many entities attach, but
Well, I
I'm
mean,
intrigued. Oh.
you're saying haunted, though. You're saying haunted, so like in a bad way? Is that always in a
I
bad
don't even
way?
mean it in a bad way. I just mean like, because we went to Eastern State Penitentiary,
Yeah.
and I definitely feel, I felt the spirits there and I feel them around me, but not in a bad way. More of like,
Aren't bad. Some of them are just, I saw one yesterday and I was, God, I was at a house party and I saw a person walk in and then I look over and there's nobody there and I'm like, fuck. I'm like, I know who that is. You know what I mean?
that's awesome.
And I was just like, man, just don't attach to me. I don't want to take you home. You know what I mean? Like, don't give me time. But I think if you change, one of the solutions for clearing other people's stuff after you work on them is the Dabei Zhu. It is the Great Compassion Mantra.
Oh, all right, we got to do this.
Oh, so you could use it too then. So you
Yeah,
could
actually,
actually
yeah.
take out, remove all my sludge, and then you just clear
Oh,
yourself out, and I won't
oh
even have
my
to do the
God.
mantra.
I mean, no. I think
The
you should
least
both.
work that
You
I.
should. We should. You should both chant it.
We'll both
Okay.
chant it. Jessica, thank you so much for joining
Jessica,
us.
you seem mad magic. I
I
was like,
do.
this is pretty crazy. She magicked me from
I
hundreds of
know.
miles away.
I know.
I just watched Mr. Did you see Doctor Sleep,
No, what?
Jessica?
That's scary. She doesn't.
Oh, she doesn't
She's
do. Oh, no. Oh,
protecting.
you don't do scary movies?
Dr. Sleep.
Do you do scary movies?
Not really. I
Is
am.
the
My life
sequel?
is a scary movie.
I know.
Well, so
Like,
did you see The Shining back in the day?
I did, and it wrecked me. But I was a kid.
So you shine, right? So, I mean, in their definition of it, that's what The Shining is. You like,
Oh, is it? What is their definition? I
and
forgot.
you marginally shine. Some people marginally shine, and some people shine like a huge amount, you know.
Like
And
you're a bright light and you have psychic abilities, so like
oh.
spirits and different things are attracted to you. So he is right.
And
You have a
some of
lot of
the
shine.
in the Shining, right? So Danny Torrance, he had the shine, the little boy, and so he could see like the evil stuff in the hotel that like somebody without the shine couldn't see. And like evil stuff eats the shine, like it's they eat it. Like if you shine, evil comes toward you. This is, you know, what the books are about. But then Dr. Sleep goes into that more when Danny Torrance grows up with the shine. He's an adult now. And then but they're doing stuff from, you know, the girl does the evil things are looking for like the people with the most shine because they eat it and it makes them feel strong, makes them more powerful, live longer. And this one girl, they're like, oh my God, like she just, I felt her shine from like the other coast, like East Coast or West Coast or whatever. And you just shined me from like 200 miles away. We're on the same coast, but it was a pretty far shine.
Wow, so that's the concept of the shining, that the people who can see.
And the thing is, the book does it much more justice. It's beautiful. It's beautifully written. The movie turns it into just horror, pretty much, but that's not what the book is like as much at all. The
I should
book is more
probably
about
read it.
deep, like, but then Dr. Sleep is the sequel that he wrote when he was, you know, like 30 years later. And that gets into it. I really, really like it. And they make the movie well too, so you can like appreciate the depth of the book.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty effing cool. And you have the shining. It's not a, it
The
sounds like a
shine.
bad thing.
The shining makes it sound
The
scary.
Shining makes it
The
sound like you're a
shine.
monster because it's a horror movie, but
Yeah.
really the shine is what it's like beautiful little boy has who can see these things and
They
it's a
are
boy.
attracted to the people who can see them.
Yeah. Yeah.
They
You have
are.
a lot of shine for sure.
You do.
And now, Jessica, where can people find you, your website?
Amazing. Thank you. They can find me on Instagram is probably the best at Jessica Brodkin, Brodkin. I have a show this Thursday, November 7th at 7 p.m. My solo show will be at the Comedy Village near Times Square. I do sound baths and hopefully I don't have other shows on the books, but or other like solo shows, but I'll be running my solo show a whole bunch. So come see the solo show, hear the whole story, and at the end of the solo show, I do a healing on everybody.
That's awesome.
So that's fun. The last 10 minutes are a healing.
And I got to witness her show because we did Sacred Comedy together.
Oh, you flexed.
And
It's amazing. She's amazing. So maybe, hopefully, we'll get to do another show together. CG can drive me and you can experience the magic in person. Hopefully. Or we'll also do a ceremony. We'll figure it all out. But
I'm at your service. Thank you
thank
for
you
having
so much for coming on. You're amazing.
Yeah, this was
So
great. Thanks, Jessica.
happy to meet you.
You too. Me too.
Bye.
Bye.
Listen, everyone makes messes. It's just a part of life. And the bigger you live, the bigger the mess, if you know what I mean. That's why you need Fabuloso. With twice the active cleaning ingredients, it just completely takes the drama out of any mess. It smells great while you clean. The only way to describe it is the scent of passion. And once you're done cleaning, it lasts so long. You know, if you make a mess, you can get your home dramatically clean with Fabuloso. No worries.